You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Deep dark thoughts or a sounding board for the typically insane mind? Most people keep their diary to themselves.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Not Anna Zapp.
Dear diary, there's not many things that terrify a mother more than a dingy looking ball pit. You know what I'm talking about. You hear the kids squeal with joy. Look, mommy, look! Turn around and there they are. A pit of darkness that's filled with plastic multicolored balls. And they always have that slight gray film on them because they haven't been disinfected since they were manufactured in a ball factory in 1976. Ball pits. You can't help but wonder why these weren't permanently outlawed during COVID times. I remember when it would be in the news that kids were getting lost in these gross ball pits. They would emerge hours later covered with grease stains and a look of confusion on their face. No idea where they had been or how they had returned. If the ball pit was ever emptied, at the bottom, you would find hundreds of used Band-Aids, several socks, and possibly the Titanic. If you ever wondered where the socks from your dryer disappeared to, ta-da! They're right there. That's the real magic. How many toddlers you know have wandered into the ball pit? They come out disheveled, sockless, wondering what just happened? And who came up with the idea of the ball pit? Let's give the kids an enclosed space where they will refuse to come out, and then a grown woman will have to wade in knee-high in red, yellow, and blue balls and drag them out kicking and screaming. The only thing possibly more difficult to get out of is maybe the foam pit. And don't even get me started on the foam pit. I blame the foam pit for my husband's dislocated shoulder. They should call it brick pits, not foam pits. They say that germs make our kids stronger. So maybe they'll be able to fly or possibly teleport after their next trip to the ball pit. Thanks for listening, Diary. Till next time, Anna. If you missed it, we were talking about how disgustingly dirty ball pits are. Like when your kids jump in them, it's so nasty, right?
You can remember being young, though, and it was the only place you wanted to be. It was so great.
What are the things that are low-key gross? The top five. 1-800-330-9999. Megan, number five.
Definitely indoor hotel hot tub. Disgusting. I just can't.
I mean, any hot tub at a hotel, you know, it's got to be loaded up on chlorine. Outside's a bit better. You know that you can expect them to be at a resort, so it's a bit better. Indoor, it's gross because it already smells like a locker room.
Yes.
Also, the residue and the buildup,
Yeah, you know what's worse than that? The in-room hotel hot tub.
Thank you. I will not. I refuse.
No.
You know what? You say that, but then after a night out drinking and hitting the club and all that, whatnot, boom.
You could not pay me to go in a hotel hot tub inside a room.
Oh,
absolutely,
man.
Not.
Back in the day, that was the thing.
Oh.
They had themed rooms at this one place.
Oh.
There was a jungle room. There was a velvet room.
Oh, Raven.
You know, there was velvet in the jungle room, too, but that's a different thing. Right?
Raven's like the guy that when he saw like the first commercial for the champagne glass hot tub, he's like, book a flight to wherever that is.
Oh,
nasty.
My.
Top five. What's low key gross? Number four. What do you have, Lydia?
Toilet paper.
It's true. You never think about it. Toilet paper is meant to clean, but think about everybody that touches that roll before you.
What?
Yes.
Where? In my house?
I mean, everywhere. You go to a public bathroom,
okay,
and you reach for that roll of toilet paper. Everybody's touching it. It's gross.
I mean, yeah, just grab it by the actual paper, and I feel like, you know, they've taken the rolls they were using. They've taken the sheets anyways that they would. I don't know. It's kind of like a best friend when you need it, too. I hesitate to say something bad about it.
I've never called toilet paper my best friend, but okay. All right, what's low-key gross top five? Number three, go ahead. Chris.
Shower curtain.
Yeah, you got to replace that thing with a good frequency.
I don't think I went through a period where I just think I forgot because it was never looking dirty, and it had to be like 2 years. And all of a sudden, I was like, wait a minute. When was the last time that I actually cleaned this thing?
You brush up against it, and all of a sudden, you have like sores.
Yeah,
that's not good. You know what I hate, though?
What?
You know what I think is gross? And I'm sure they wash them with a good amount of frequency, but now when it's just fabric, like you go to a hotel, there's no plastic liner, and it's just like the fabric shower curtain. It's weird to me.
Fabric shower curtains are also low-key gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top five low-key gross things. Number two, Angela.
Old sneakers when they don't wear socks.
Gross.
You got to throw those out.
You smell them like six rooms away.
No, you got to throw those out. Those got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like you just can't get that smell out. I read this whole article. How about you're supposed to put the newspaper in the freezer and then you put the frozen newspaper into them and then you put the sneaker back in the fridge. And I was like, throw those gross things away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that's disgusting. Mm-hmm. Where are you even going to find a newspaper nowadays? Good luck with all of this. All right. Just buy new ones.
And the number one low-key disgusting thing. All right, Mitch, what is it?
That's going to be a belly button ring.
Speaking of things.
Oh, it seemed like such a good idea at the time.
I mean, you want to talk about things that you can smell. That belly button ring you can smell.
Oh, the 90s and the 2000s. What a time.
Oh,